Okay, my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 4th of September 2009 and the time is 10:15 in the evening. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Dan Flanagan, I'm from Hove in East Sussex and I'm 35.
Thank you very much. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
About a month and a half ago, actually. A friend at work applied and got on there. So we all watched him and cheered him on, and that was quite remarkable. So there was obviously talk in the office, what would you do if you had the opportunity? And I saw that there was still opportunities available, so I thought, somebody's got to win it. Let's go. So yeah, here I am, basically.
How did you feel when you received the email to say you'd been allocated a slot?
Amazed, shocked, and petrified, pretty much. But yeah, very excited. I started coming up with lots of ideas and seeing, you know, what I could actually get away with. And then, yeah, it's just been brilliant. Everybody's been really positive, really nice. I had a lot of jokes thrown at me, you know, am I going to wear a mankini or take my clothes off like some of the other plinthers have done? And not really my style. And it's a bit cold outside as well. So, yeah, that's me, basically.
So what is it you're going to do for the duration of your hour?
Right, I'm going to be up there, backed up, fingers crossed, with a large pair of speakers, courtesy of a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant funk and hip-hop group called TrueIngredients.com, and a lovely mix provided by a very good friend of mine, Steve Waxer, from DiscoScratch.com. I'll play the music, let the people dance, let the people sing, make a lot of noise, and just bring a little bit of carnival to Trafalgar Square on a Friday night.
And can you explain the significance and the importance of music then?
I absolutely adore music. It's probably where the majority of my money goes, where my time goes. I love funk, I love hip hop, have done for 25, 27 years. And, you know, when I got this opportunity, I thought it would be a brilliant way of bringing people together, putting funk and hip hop back on the streets of London. Because it doesn't happen anymore. It used to happen in Covent Garden in the early 80s. And you don't see it anymore, so I thought, for one night, we're taking over. So, and obviously, I am doing it for a charitable cause, which is Teenagers Unite Against Cancer as well. So if anybody would love to give some money, that would be brilliant.
And so, what was it that gave you the idea to
for the charity? I've got a couple of nieces, a 17-year-old niece called Lucy that had cancer. She's recovered now, bless her. But the charity have been just fantastic to her. They take her out on days out. They let her be a teenager with other teenagers, no matter what condition they're in. And it's just very, very positive. So I've put on a few events before in the past where I've invited, you know, friends that are in groups and rappers and stuff. And we've all had a good time and raised a lot of money for these charities. And I just thought, well, if I can't do it in the centre of London, why not? So, yeah, my niece will be here with lots of her young friends in fancy dress. And, yeah. Hopefully it should be really, really good fun for them and for lots of sad old people like me that just want to break dance. So, yeah.
And so, can you expand a little bit on your background in music?
I don't perform, I don't write, I am a bit of a bedroom DJ, but I just love music and I love to dance. I have done since I was, you know, 7 or 8, and not a cliche, but it brings me alive. I feel really, really happy when I do it. I love going to clubs or concerts and things, and you just see the people's faces when you're on the dance floor, and everybody's smiling and happy and just having such a good time in their element, and the music just brings people together. So if we can bring a little bit of that spirit to Trafalgar Square on a, you know, a September evening, then yeah, that would just be great.
And what would you say is kind of it? You've mentioned that you've organised events before. What's that kind of meant to you? What would you say is kind of part of your character that's got
these
events?
Yeah, pretty much. I come from a marketing background, so I'm used to PR and selling, and I'm very much an ideas person. So you combine that with my love of music and my sort of interest in the particular charity, you know, it just all sits very well. People are desperate for good nights out. It just takes somebody to maybe just to get the ball rolling. Then I find that people are more than willing to give their time and their efforts and be very, very supportive and, you know, raise a bit of money in the process. So, yeah.
And what else do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, we just recently relocated to Brighton, myself and my lovely girlfriend, Sally. Just enjoying living by the seaside. You know, we are 2 minutes away from the beach. What more could you want? So there's music, there's films, and there's just cuddling and walking on the beach.
And how about professionally then? Are you marketing? What is he doing?
I work for a search marketing company called Site Visibility in Brighton. I'm one of their account managers, so I look after the clients. Make sure everything runs well. So some of them will be up here to support me as well tonight, and they've given me some lovely sponsorship money and been very supportive and let me leave early this afternoon. I love Brighton, I love Hove. It's just the people are nicer, people are chilled, and there's just a brilliant relaxed music scene down there, so it suits me down to ground, being that I'm 35 and I still haven't grown up yet.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
What, professionally or day to day or how? Pretty relaxed, pretty friendly. Hope I'm a good friend. I'm full of rubbish. But hopefully, you know, I encourage people to come along to things like this and have a wicked time, and that's just hopefully what life's about, you know, being nice to other people and having a good time in the process. That's me.
So what would you say then are the most important things to you then at the moment in your life?
In my life, my girlfriend, my family, my friends. That's kind of it. As long as, yeah, they're all right, I think everything else sort of pales into insignificance. But, yeah, if you've got a great soundtrack, you know, backing that all up, then, yeah, more the better.
What hopes and fears do you have for the future?
For the future? We're going to get married, start a little family, and pretty much just grow old disgracefully. I want to be a very embarrassing dad that never stops loving music, going to concerts and dancing. So, you know, in years to come, if my kids do actually get to hear this, I'm sorry, you just stuck with me. You know, I'm going to be the embarrassing dad.
And you mentioned that because you've got a lot of people coming down from different networks, different groups to come and enjoy the set as well. How does that feel that you've brought all of these people
it's
together?
Not me. It's a lot of hard work by some other people. The guys from the band True Ingredients have been fantastic. The guys that have been Disco Scratch have been providing the mix and promoting it. And it's just the wonders of social networking. You know, Facebook and Twitter, you can easily get in touch with lots of people, and hopefully some of my musical heroes from my youth are coming down to support, so I'll get to meet them if they turn up, and that will just, I can just go back to being 14 again, and just, that's the icing on the cake really. Yep.
How many people are you expecting to come down?
Well, in the Facebook group there was 100 and something, but if they bring friends or none of them turn up, I don't know. As long as there's a nice crowd of people and they have a good time, then you know, I don't think numbers are that important. I'm not going to stress about it anyway.
And how does it feel to be part of an Anthony Gormley piece of work, piece of art?
Pretty phenomenal, actually. I didn't know much about it until, say, the guy at work joined, so I researched it, and I just thought it was a great idea. You know, this is a truly historic part of London, and to be able to be part of something so special, it's kind of magical. It really is kind of magical. Just for, you know, everybody gets their 15 minutes, but I've got 60. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
And how about the space, the location? What does Trafalgar Square and the heart of London mean to you?
I think London's one of the best cities in the entire world. I think the mixture of people, the music, the cultures, I just love it. It's just so vibrant. But I do love going back to the nice, quiet seaside afterwards. So here for a party, back down for a cup of tea and a sofa in sunny Hove. Yeah.
And how would you kind of, where were you brought up?
Tunbridge Wells in Kent.
Can you, for the record, just kind of give us a little bit of insight into your upbringing, what you were like as a youngster, kind of family, what kind of, how
I've got dynamic, I've got three lovely sisters, couple of nieces and a lovely nephew. We were brought up by my dad on his own, who's an amazing strong man. Yeah, and we just had a very lucky and very fortunate childhood. And yeah, so he's just he's my hero, my father, my hero. So yeah, that's it. We're all still very close. I love my sisters dearly, even though we don't get to see each other very often. But yeah, that's kind of me, just a normal, everyday, cheeky lad. That's me. There's nothing too special about me, but hopefully I'm a nice fella.
And what's the emotional experience been like throughout the one another experience?
Really good. I've started to try and forget about it, so I wouldn't worry. But now, as it's like 20 minutes time or whatever, the nerves are really starting to kick in, so I need another drink and a cigarette. But yeah, I think if everything goes well and the equipment works, we can get the music out nice and loud and everybody can have a really good time, and then I'll be a very, very happy bunny. People have a good time, walk away from this saying, yeah, that was all right, then I've done my job.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. It's been emotional.